ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Daf Kufayin Aleph. As the Gemara starts on Kufayin Amid Bez, and the Gemara brings down a member of Rav, that Rav says Bezin has to be Mekar and Ashtar. Dahainu Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, in the Mishnah, that when someone is para mixes chayvo, his halacha is yachlef. You rip up the shtar and you write a new shtar. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says that in halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda, ela bezdin mekaren es ashtar. That only bezdin could be mekaren ashtar. And the Gemara brings down a brisa that Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah taka holds that Edom could be mekaren ashtar. Es kum techayse tzumach leikis. Bein Rabbi Yehuda, bein Rav hold that when you pray a mixes chayvoy, you makaran the star. The shailu is who's makaran the star and writes the new star. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Edom could do it, and Rav holds the Bezdin has to do it. As what's the pshat? As the Gemara on the top of Kufayin Aleph Amid Aleph explains, Bishleim Abedina, Limei Lefuke Mamayna. As what's the pshat in the Gemara? As there's three yisaidas, the Gemahalchem in the Gemara, the Mahalach of Shpam, the Mahalach of Taisis, and the Mahalach of the Ramban. And in Kol Echad we have is Psnishnes, yisaidas Gdelis, and in Yanei Shtaris. As Havai Mira Bez Hashem, the Inyan. We'll start off with Shitas as a Rishbam. Shitas the Rishbam is that Be'emes make the Dino Yev Shalig Vaismi as Man Harishan. Why is it that way? The Ritva is Masber, because once it's Nikra the Shtar, as now the Shtar doesn't work anymore. You can't be Goyven Achasim Ishubadim with the original Shtar. Umishum ze sarich bezdin lasa shiba nechasim izman arishin zakt Rashi midin hefker bezdin hefker. That the way the shiba nechasim is chal is midin hefker bezdin hefker. So that's pshat in the Gemara. You need a bezdin alime umafkim amayna. Mafkim amayna means hefker bezdin hefker. Near this Rishbam is the raya that the Rishbam holds like Skenoi Rashi and Gindav Chof Amir Aleph that we saw, who holds like the Rashban Gindav Lamed Vov, that they both say the gather of Hefker Bezin Hefker is not only the Bezin has the koyach to be mafkir, but Bezin also has the koyach to be maknet lacherim. We saw in the Sugyandav Kam Kuf Samachof, Kuf Samaches. These shitas Rashi and the Rashba that hold hefker bezin hefker means you can be makne lachem, because over here mishum hefker bezin hefker, we're creating a shibud mizman arishin. Shibud means we're giving him a schus to be goiva. A state hefker bezin hefker could create a schus kviya. Dainu hefker bezin hefker creates a schus for someone else also. This is one nakuta. That's what you see in the Rashbam's pshat. And Taisus learns a different pshat in the Gemara. Taisus learns that the tzad, that you can't be koisev isman misad isman arishin, is not because the shtar is not mishabed from the zman arishin. No, betzem the shtar is mishabed from the zman arishin. But there's a new gzeira derabanan, that if you're going to let him write Zman from an early Zman, Kum Techayis, you're standing today, and you're writing from a Zman of before, as it's going to look like a Shtar Muktam. As Mela, people are going to say that a Shtar Muktam is Kasha. Masha'inkin, when Bezdin does it, as then the Lashon of Taisis is, people will say, Yesh Koyach LeBezdin Lefkuyim Amayne, as Betzim, it's a Shtar Muktam, and it's Pasul. But Bezin is koyach lefkuyim amayna. They can do hefkur. They can do whatever they want. As people are going to say, even though it's a muktam, but Bezin made it kosher anyway. But they won't come to be makshir. Other shtari muktam where Bezin's not involved. Oh. As why didn't Taisus learn like the Rishbam? That the Rishbam says the shibud is pokah. As avada does is Taisus l'shitasa that we just had on kuf ayin amid base. The big Taisis, Divrei HaMaschol, Ein Halacha. That Taisis over there speaks out that by Nimchak Shibuda, it's Loi Paka B'ma, that Taisis speaks out when it's Nimchak HaShibud, it's Loi Paka. And Taisis brings a raya. Taisis brings a raya because the Gemara daf memala from it beis and mem beis amir aleph is mavur that if there's a coal in a milvah peh betzim you'll be goyim mishubadim. As you see, me'egad dina, you don't need a shtar. All you need is a coal to be goyva from nechasa mishubadim. As over here, being that you wrote a shtar originally, and the shtar was already mighty the kol, as you don't need a shtar kol rega verega, the shtar was already mighty the kol, b'shas the ksivis ha-shtar. As him came, the shibud was chal. As him came, it doesn't make a difference if it's nimchak. As Tais over there is going by a shtar she-nimchak, but me'oi saitam, you could apply it to a shtar she-nikra gam came, that originally the shtar was written and it made a kol. As who cares if afterwards the shtar is nikra? Afilu hachi, the original shibud is kayim. As mishum ze, Taisis can't learn like the Rishpam, because Taisis learns the original shibud is kayim. As he can't learn, you can't write a shtar because there's no shibud. As Taisis has to come up with a new kam, that there's a gzeira otu, people are going to come to think muktam is kosher. Bemes, this Taisis is Matim. This is Taisis Lashitasa in Gittin and the Chofam in Beis. The Taisis over there dance is the Shtar Alva, Shtar Kinyan, not a Shtar Kinyan. And Taisis says a similar Yisoid, that Shtar Alva is not a Shtar Kinyan because all it is a Hechatimsa of making a kol. And Taisis brings the same Raya from the Gemara before Mem Aleph Amid Beis, Mem Beis Amid Aleph. Taisis learns the shtar is a hechatimsa to make a kol. As once the kol was made, finished. We had a little bit of a dikduk in Taisis that over here the Taisis holds the shtar kinyan is different. But the etzim rayon, the kviyas mishubadim, it's enough a kol that you see in both Taisis in the same yisoid. The shaila is, why doesn't the Rashbam learn like Taisis? Taisis brought a festa raya. The Gemara says that a milvah peh, if there would be a kol, you'd be goyva without a shtar. As over here, there's a kol. As l'chori, you have to learn b'das harishbam bo'ifin zeh. Enochi nami. Luya, every milvah peh, you day the edim, even when they don't sign in the shtar, there's a kol. As then the halacha would be the kol is enough. But now that we know the mitzias, that a milval peh with edim doesn't make a kol. The only time you have a kol is when there's a shtar. As now the Rashbam holds, the gedder, the takonis chazal is rak. When the kol is ayidei a shtar, yochol igbeis mimishtavdi. V'loi maspik kol. A kol ba'alma doesn't work. You need a kol ayidei a shtar. Yesh l'stapik, what the gedder is, you could explain it two ways. You could explain either that now Chazal said you need the shtar to be mishtamid. That's what we saw in the Taisis Rid in Gittin Daf Chof Amid Beis and the Taisis Rid before in Daf Kuf Samach Tes. Or you could say another nusach that Mez Hashem will have in the Rabbeinu Yeina later on Kuf Ayin Vav, that Chazal tiknu that when there's a shtar, the shibud is chal. Not that the shtar makes the shibud. When there's a shtar, the shibud is chal. However, in the Rishbam over here, and the other Rishainim that say like the Rishbam, like the Ramban, Rajman, Ritva, that they bring down such a pshat that it's paka the shibud. L'chari, you see it, Taisefes Chiddish. Einoch inami. It's enough. You need the shtar to make a kol. Stam a kol is not enough. But over here, the shtar did make the kol. It already made the kol. As who cares if the shtar is not around anymore? In these Rishonim, you see gor hecher, that not only you need the shtar to be the chetimsa to make the kol, the only way you could be goyva with the kol is when the shtar is around. Das lechayra is zichur mishum a loy plug in the takana. That the Chazal said you can only be goyva with a shtar that made a kol and when the shtar is kayim. Oh. This is the Mahalach of the Shabam, that you need Bezin because it's Pak of the Shibud, and the Mahalach of Taisis because there's a Chsarn of a Shash Muktam. Taisis is on his Pshat on the Gemara, that if the Nin is a Psul Muktam, as what's the words of the Gemara? The words of the Gemara over here say totally different words. The Gemara says the problem is if there's no Bezin, is Edim Shasa Shlichusan can't be Chayzer V'Oysam Shlichusan another time. Array, the words don't read. What's the connection? As Taisa says, the words of the Gemara is a doich. Taisa mishtalel to be miyashav iksat. He says the words of the Gemara are a doichik. What about according to the Rishbam? L'chayra, according to the Rishbam also, what are these words of the Gemara? Banira bedas Rishbam. You could say gishmak pshat in the lashon of the Gemara. The feeder Rishbam, what's the problem? Because the original shtar was ripped. As when the original shtar is ripped, it's bottled the shtar. As the Gemara over here, the Havamina, that if Oisai Edim will be kois of the shtar Sheni, will be kois of the shtar Oidapam, Im Kane, it's cool, the first shtar is still around. Kilo there's a Trias Hamesim. There was a Kriya. That's mevatelit, and then you rewrite it again. Astosis kilo, you're bringing back the original star, even though the first star was for 100, and over here it's only 50. You're rewriting half the star. As lefizetz kemoish chazer star arishin vishibude. As you're not writing a new star, you're continuing the old star. Umishum zeh, the Gemara has to say, you can't say that it's continuing the original star, because the Edim only are able to be made once, but they're not able to be made twice. As Imken, you can't continue the original star. As if you can't continue the original star, you can only write a new star. If you're not writing a new star, how could you write in the first man? The Sheba was Paka. Oh. If he said, this Gemara over here will be a mafteach to the world we said in the Rishbam in Kuf Samaches, in the Sugi of Nimchak. We saw the Rishbam over there says, by Nimchak, the Edim right over the Shtar, and Taisis learns no Bezdin does. And Taisis is from our Gemara over here. In our Gemara over here, you see that Bezdin is writing the Shtar. As how could the Rishbam say different? Near Hadvarim, the Rishbam will be mechalek between Nimchak and Nikra. That over here where it's Nikra, then the Rishbam holds its bottle to Shibud. Masha ain't getting in the sugya before where it's Nimchak, as then your mam is being mitik the original star, and you're continuing the original star. It's a Misfara we saw in the Taisis on Kufayin Aleph Amid Beis also, a Svara Adoime. As Lefi Taisis, the Lashon of the Gemara is Shver, and Lefi the Rishbam, we have a Mahalach in the Lashon of the Gemara. As those are the two Mahalchim, the Mahalchim of Taisis, the Mahalach of the Rishbam, which the Ritva and the other Rishonim, the Ramban say, the Ramban, Daf Samach Zayin, the Ramban also, the Ramban says a different, a third Mahalach in the Sugya. Zag the Ramban, Chiddush. Ramban is handling what you need the Das of the Mischayiv in the Shtar for. And the Ramban says the reason why you need the Das of Mischayiv is Exeris HaKosiv. Because it says Sefer HaMikne. It has to be a Sefer of the person who's being Makne. It's only a Sefer HaMikne when he's Mitzava the Edom to be Choysim in the Shtar. And the Shluchim of the Baal, as then what they're doing is Kilu the Baal was Choysim. Azog the Ramban, and the Raya is from our Gemara. As our Gemara says, Kivan She'edim lo yavishluchim, they can't write the get. As what's the pshat? They can't write the shtar. Why can't they write the shtar? Abel Fider and Ban is doch Zeig Yishmach, is doch Nai Yisoid. A star is only kosher when thou sayest the Sefer HaMakne. Is a Xeris a kosher, it has to be a Sefer HaMakne. It's only a Sefer HaMakne when you made the Edom into Shluchim. As what they're doing is Kilu the Makne is doing. Zay Bezei, Boiter and Ban, a grace a klal from Agamara. Edom can't be Choysim on a star twice. Because Edom can't write another star, because it's not a Sefer HaMakne. It's Mashman the Ramban, Kilu, it's a third Pshat. Ulai, you could be Miyashiva with the Pshat of the Rashbam, if you the way we're learning, in the Rashbam. Ulai. Tosfos, on Daf Kuf Ayin Amud Beis, is Cholek on the Tosfos says, that the star over here is kosher, b'li yitzivui habal, the second star, because it's a star raya ba'alma. And the tam yeloi koisvin is only mishum there's a hezik and a hefsid la loiva. As the Birch Shmuel sets up mamish kishmak, that this Tosfos and the Ramban is l'shitosoi to another place. In the Gemara and Davayin Zayin, where the Ramban is, the Gemara over there is, if you tell someone to write a shtar on a matana, as the Gemara says, you could be choyzer from the shtar. As Tosfos over there is, why could you be choyzer from the shtar? As Tosfos says, because there's a hezek to the person. He doesn't want a shtar on him. Ramban says this word, because it's sefer HaMakne. As does his mamish l'shitasai. Tosfos holds the only reason why you need his das is because if you're being mafsed him, you have to ask the shus to write a shtar. As Tosfos looks over there, what's the hefsid? And the Ramban l'shitasai that learns is a nayadin of Sefer HaMakne. As kum dechoyzak reboch bez, that you say this dekamachleik is what you need, das ha-mischayiv in the shtar. The Ramban learns it's midin Sefer HaMakne. And Tosfos learns not that way. As the Birch Shmuel is madgish, that but there's a great Siddiq in Tosfos Kufayin Amud Beis. Tosfos says that you don't write it, you don't need the Tzivoy Abal. Why? Because it's not a Shtar Kinyan, because the Shiba was made by the first Shtar. Meduyik in Tosfos. If it would be a Shtar Kinyan, as then Tosfos would be moided to the Ramban. The only way the Kinyan works is when you have the Das of the Bala Kinyan to write the Shtar. Of it being that it's a Shtar Raya, as therefore, Tosfos holds, you don't need the das. Azog der Birch Shmuel, a great sad gosha, by a shtar kinyan, Tosfos is moided to the Ramban. It's only by a shtar raya that they have a machloikis. Abanirin hadvarim, that it's not the word Tosfos is moided to the Ramban, because Tosfos doesn't bring the serious akosav of Sefer HaMakne. No, it's mashman Tosfos, it's a svara, that being that the shtar is poil the kinyan, you need the das of the bala kinyan for it to be poil. The etzim klal of Tosfos, why if he's mafsid, you're not koisev a shtar shaloi midaitoi, as we saw b'shaita in Ayin Zayin, the Rabbeinu Yoina, that the Rabbeinu Yoina is mazber, it's doime to the gzeres akosev, that y'ein yochol lohoyed shaloi b'fnei habal din. It's just like you're not allowed to be meyed shaloi b'fnei habal din, you have to be in front of the Baldin, Azuadin. If you mafsid him, that makes him ki'ilu a Baldin. And when you're signing a shtar, it's a gvisera edus, is you have to be made befun of. Over here, befun of means midaitai. Toifus das is grace in yonim, in the klolim, dasam is chayiv in the shtar, in the gidri of shibur ashtar. The Gemara then continues in Kufayin Aleph, and the Gemara brings down the din of Shtar Mu'ucher. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Shtar Shizmanu Koser B'Shabbos or Besar B'Tishrei, when he wrote his man, we figured out it's Shabbos or it's Asar B'Tishrei, Shtar Mu'ucher V'Kosher. As we know, this man is not the real Zman. So what do we say? He wrote his man Mu'ucher, and it's kosher. And the Gemara says, everyone holds this. The only machleik is by if shtar mu'ucher, where it's not barer from the shtar that it's mu'ucher. But if it's barer from the shtar that it's mu'ucher, everyone holds that it's kosher. Fregala rishonim on the Gemara, why do we say it's mu'ucher and it's kosher? Let's say it's muktam and it's pasul, or shtar muktam is pasul. So rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba say, other rishonim, that there's a chazoka, there's a umdina, shtar is nasa bekashrus. I mean that there's an umdana, you could be machsha the shtar. However, in the Rishbam is mavur a different teretz l'chayra. The Rishbam says, "Kimoi shaloichai shinan l'ziv, and kiyum is midrabanon hu adin that yinat chayshinan that it's muktam." Frekable chanan, what's the dimyan to ziv? The reason why yinat chayshinan l'ziv, Rashi and Gittin dav gimel. And the Rishbam on Daf Kufayin says, because there's an umdana, people are not mezayiv shtaris. Rashi and Gittin is mazman Daf Gimel. It's a big chutzpah to make a ziyuf on a shtar. As a male, there's an umdana, people aren't mezayiv shtaris. I'm afraid that Rebbe Chanan, what is the umdana that you're not mezayiv shtaris have to do with the din that we're not choshish that you wrote as a man muktam? Aleph, das frek Rebbe Chanan of the Rishbam, a grace of Shaila. But oi, there's another Shaila on the Rishbam. The Rishbam says, just like over there by Kiyam, we say the shtar is Nechira, as Huadin over here. What's the Rishbam bringing in Nechira? What does Nechira have to do? Nechira has to do with Kivan Shehigit. As the Makar of the Rishbam is the Gemara in Gittin Dav Gimel. When the Gemara in Gittin Dav Gimel says that when out Reshin on the Ziyuf, the Gemara brings the member of Resh Lakish. But if you look in the Chedushi Arim and the Bechishmul over there in Gittin, they explain the Gemara that the Gemara is just being a raya that how do you know you're not Reshin on the Ziyuf? Because the Halacha is Edom as soon as they stand on the Shtar, it's Nechkara. If we're Reshin on the Ziyuf, why is it Nechkara? As must be that we're not chayshin on the ziv. As the way they learned the Gemara over there, the Gemara is just bringing a raya that we're not chayshin on the ziv. Because if we were chayshin on the ziv, how could it be nechkara? As what does this have to do with the shtar muktam? Why is the Rishbam bringing it bechlal klapi shtar muktam? As nira from this Rishbam is a grace of mako to a yisoid of Reb Chaim and Sefer. See the way Reb Nachum and Reb Shach are mazba the grace yisoid of Reb Chaim in Sefer. Reb Chaim in Sefer boys from in Edis Perikei Halacha Vav boys from Taisis that the Olam saw on the Kuf Samach Beis on the Beis a grace of Chiddush. The Taisis over there says that this when Edom shine on a star more than two Edom, you have a suffix. Maybe they're doing it to be Edom, or maybe they're doing it just to fill up the paper, that there shouldn't be a makom rake in the paper. Asak tesis, of being that Edom achsum al ashtar, nasi kemisha nechkere edusam bebezdin, must be the signing, l'shem edus. V'tzorech bir, what does the din of nechkere have to do with signing l'shem edus? As Reb Chaim boys in this Taisis over there, big klal, that the Gzeres HaKosev of the Edus of Shtar is that the Edom Shebishtar, when they're signing, it's Kilu they're made in, that everything in the Shtar was done behechsher. This is the biggest side of Reb Chaim. Asafi Reb Chaim, there's already room to explain the Rishbam. The Rishbam over here is bringing Nechra, because he holds the side of Reb Chaim. As does his Gishmak. But the shail is either Shbam before on Kuf Ayin did say, and Rashi and Gittin says, you need a umdina. Why do you need a umdina if you have the nechkara? As on that, Rav Nochum and Rav Shach said, the Gishmak of vote. Enochinami is the other grace he said from Reb Chaim, the grace of Reid from Reb Chaim, as a shtar is made, and thus is the Gzeis HaKosev of shtaris. If the shtar is mezuyif, das heißt nicht kein shtar. Das is a piece of paper that someone signed names on it. The Edom themselves didn't even sign it. Das heißt nicht kein shtar. As koidem kol, you need a umdene. when you have the umdana, then the shtar is meyid, that it was done behechsher. As you could be mamshech, say geshmak. Over there, Rashbam and Rashi, by Ziyuv, come to an umdana, because if it would be mezuyev, it wouldn't be a shtar, as they need an umdana. Masha enkein over here, you don't even need an umdana. The Rashbam just says it's nechkara, and therefore we're not chashinan. Or if you want, the Rashbam over here also uses a nusach. The shtar is becheskes kashes. Avada, the whole Yisrael Reb Chaim is only if there's a gevissera chazaka. As Rashbam says, it's becheskas that it's kosher. As once it's becheskas that it's kosher, the shtar is made. So once you have this Yisrael that there's a umdana, why do you need nocha knech? Why do you have to say nechtera? As that Nochum Rashach said, there's a Pnei Yeshua, the Pnei Yeshua on Gittin, on Dav Gimel, Es on Rashi, that how could you say with the umdana you might see mammon? This umdana that people are not mezayif is not 100% umdana. There are mezayifim in the world. It's 80% umdana. It's dumya to roiv. Roiv is lay mahani lohaitzi mammon. The umdana itself is not enough, but the umdana activates the edush mishtar. Once you activate the edush mishtar, the edush mishtar is mighty the mammon. As therefore, you need both things in order to be goyfer. As Lefi Zeh, the Rishbam over here is naka greisa maka to the Raider Reb Chaim that kol in the din nechra is that the edush abishtar is made on the hechsher shtar, like the Eilam Swan Taisis on Kuf Samach Beis Amid Beis. And that's the reason why you're not choishish that the shtar is muktim. Now, let's go over to the sugya of shayver. As the sugya of shayver, it's very important to be madgish that there's two sugyas of shayver. Now that we're learning it in Kaimai, it's kedai to be madgish. There's one machlekes of shayver in the Mishnah. By Misha Para, makes his chayvay. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yachlef, Rabbi Yosi Amar Yichtav Shayver. And then there's another machlokes of Shayver. That's a machlokes Tanoim, if you're kaisin Shayver, by Para makes his chayvay. We move over to the Gemara and Kuf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, Ketzach to another machlokes. Not by Yitzir of Para makes his chayvay, but by Yitzir of Ovid Shtaroi. Are you kaisin a Shayver or not? And over here, the Rishonim explain, this is, and the Gemara says, "Afilu leman diyama kaisvin shayver dahainu." Even according to the man diyama and the mission holds you kaisvin shayver, over here there's a tzad that you're not kaisvin shayver. As the dogma, the Gemara in Ksubis and Dav Tezayin Amid Beis handles, the Averaya kaisvin shayver, loy kaisvin shayver. The Gemara over there of Kaisen Shaiva, like Kaisen Shaiva, is not handling Klapi on Mishnah, the Machlekes Tanoim. Because over there is not talking about Pirayin, over there is talking about where she lost the Ksuva. As when she lost the Ksuva, that's the Machlekes on Kofalef Ayin Aleph on Midbeis. That's how the Rishonim over there, Rashi says, Taisa speak out, it's going on the Machlekes over here. It's very important to be madgish, is the two sugyas of Kais and Shaifa, one by Para and one by Avad. We're learning it together because it's Mishtayich Adodi, but Be'etzem it's two different sugyas. As Avay Nira Esa Inyan. First, we'll buy the Machlekes in the Mishnah. The Machlekes by Para mixes Chayva by a Shaifa. Be'ez Hashem, afterwards, we'll come back to the Gemara of it Hashayfa. But let's first go to the Mishnah. Was Geita the Machlekes of Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi if you kaisvin the Shayfa? As Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're Yukari Ashtar and you're not kaisvin a Shayfa. The Hainu, Rabbi Yehuda holds, we give an adifos to Schusei HaLoiva. We make the Malva do something which is bad for the malva, which is ripping up his shtar. As what's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds we give an adifus to Shusei Aloive? As Rabbi Yehuda explains the sheet in the Mishnah, she efsha lechayiv aloiva b'shvira shvaray shayvray me'akvarim. As the shayla is, what does it mean? As you could understand, the poshut pshat in the Mishnah is hagufa. How could you mechayiv him to be toireach, to watch his shayver, kol hazman? Rashi mentions also his bedaiga. How could you be toireach him? How could he's going to be mudig that he's going to lose his shayver? You don't have a skus to cause him the din to be shomer, shofer, kol hazman. That's the poshut pshat. You could learn noch a pshat in the Mishnah, a tifer pshat, meaning if he's going to ride a shofer, as then if he loses the shofer, the malva will be able to be goyver from him. As kum dechayis, by riding a shayver, you're opening up an option that maybe he'll lose the shayver and the malva will be goyver from him again. As that's what the Mishnah means, that we're not forcing you to ride a shayver. As the etzem svara that we're saying is really a gemara, the gemara in Kofayin Aleph from its base. And gemara says, Elamai, Koisun Shaver, the Lashon of Abaya, like four lines in the wide lines in the Gemara. Elamai, Koisun Shaver, Oivet Shaver shall say, Yechel Haloi Vechodi. Abaya says that's in Swar. How could you be Machayev a Shaver? If he loses his Shaver, the Mal will be able to be Goyve Shaloi Kedin. As you could learn, the Swar of Abaya is the Swar in the Mishnah of Reb Yehuda. But if you look at the Lashon of the Mishnah, it's not Mashma that way. The Lashon of the Mishnah, Lashon of Rashi in the Mishnah also is not Mashma. L'chayr, it's Mashma HaGufa. You can't be Mechayiv him to be Shaima the Shaiva. Aye, Abaya says this Svara. Yeah, Abaya is talking about a place where the Malva was Ovad. As over there, you have to come on to the Svara of Abaya. But the Mishnah by Purim makes this chayva, you don't even have to come on to the Svar of Abaya. That's how you could have learned. Vinishvi, Abaya says the Svara. Wahandling, is the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah like Abaya or not? L'choy the Loshon of the Mishnah is Mashma, not that way. Yishenim are not so Mashma that way. It's Mashma only over here, he says the Svara. Okay, as that's the tzad of loikos v'n shayva, which is shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi is choylik, and Rabbi Yosi is sova, sheyesh la malva schus lokof aloiva lekacha shayva. As what's the reason why? As in shitas Rabbi Yosi, we have two members. We have Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi explains, Kach yofaloi v'lo yira koichoi sholze. And we have Rabbi Yosi in the Brais on Kuf Ayin Amin Aleph. That Rabbi Yosi in the Brais on Kuf Aleph Amin Aleph says, Kedei sheyokuf l'poiroi. As Rashi, the Rishbam in the Mishnah on Kuf Ayin Amin Beis says, that the words of Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah, he was mefarish in the Brais. What does he mean, lo yira koichoi sholze? What's the hara koichoi? Like he explains in the Braisa, because now he could be Yokov Lepoiroi. If you the way the Rishbam learns, it's not two different timing. No, Bazeh Vehishlam Lezeh, Bazeh Braisa, he's Mefarish, what Rabbi Yosi meant in the Mishnah. As what's this Svara, Kidei She Yokov Lepoiroi? What does it mean? As there's a Machlekes Rishonim, what it means. The Rishbam learns that now that you're riding a shaver, it's very good for the malva, because he's always worried he's going to lose his shaver, and the malva is going to be goiva hakol. As the malva, the loiva is going to be yamar lefroya, because he's nervous about his shaver. Well, this is a very big chiddush, that because this, the malva has a schus to make him ride a shaver, kidei that he should force him to be poireya. L'choir, it's a Tosefes Revach that he has, that he's scaring him. The L'choir, the Kivun is be'etzem, he's Mechuyev L'froya. as the Malbe has a schus to make a patent to make sure that he's Yemahar Lefroya. The Ramban and the Ran, they say another beer in the Gemara. In the Chayra, the Svara of the Ramban and the Ran is the easier Svara. They say the Pshat's like this. When you have a skum gadol, as it zila nichsei deloiva, as he's pireya, because he doesn't want his nechasim to be zile. But when it's a small skum, as then, he doesn't care, as he won't be pireya. As if you're going to make the shtar into a smaller shtar, he's not going to be pireya all the time. Oh. As lefi zed's gogishmak. If you're going to be mahlif the big shtar into a small shtar, you're going to be mafsid the malve that he won't get the piroyin. Oh. Lefi the Rishbam, you're just being goyim the loyva to pay up quicker. But the feeder and ban in the ran, there's a chash, he won't make a piroin bechlal, as there's a chash hefsid to the malva. As the feeder and ban in the ran, it's much more geschmack what the taina of the malva and the loiv, what the malva's taina is, because he has a chash hefsid if you're going to make him write another shtar. Oh. Why didn't the Rishbam want to learn like the Ramban? Moed Yitachin, you could say, Balabatish. You could say that the Rishbam didn't want to learn like the Ramban because lefi zeh it's tali what the chayv is. I mean, if it's a real big chayv and you cut it in half and now it becomes little, it's okay. But many times it could be a massive chayv that even if you cut it in little, it's still zila nichse. Void, many times the original chayv is very small and it's not zila nichse. Yeah. As the feeder and ban, it's totally in balabatishkeit of a zila nichse, and not every time in hif does it cause a zila nichse. The Mishnah's mashba, there's no chilek. As you could say, mishum their man, mishum their seer, they made a loy plug by every seer. The Rishbam wanted to learn a tam that was shaykh by every seer. So maybe he didn't learn like the Ramban. Toiv. Thus is mitzad the timeim shekosev ba Mishnah. In the Gemara, in Kufayin Aleph Amid Beis, is over there the Gemara is going by Ovid Shoivoi. The Malva loses his shtar. And he's telling, I lose my shtar, I want to be Goyven. Over here is a Shaila if you're Kaisen Shtar. Not by Paramixis Hoivoi. Is over here, when the Gemara explains the Shita that you're Kaisen Shoivoi, as the Gemara says, because Eved loyfer lishmalva, that the reason why you kais in a shayver is mishum eved loyfer lishmalva. This is something that Rava says in the sugya of Ofat, but he didn't say. We don't see anyone saying it in the Mishnah lehedya. It's not muchach that that's the time of Yosi. The Rishbam does a gavaldige chiddush. The Rishbam says the reason of Reb Yaisi is Mishum Eved Loiva Leishmalva Kidaminam Bigamara. So you look at the Rishbam, it's Taka Kidaminam Bigamara. But Yesh Lodin Validin on the Rishbam, the Gemara was saying it by Ovid. Because by Ovid, because the Malva was Pasha and he loses his shtar, over there the Malva's schus is much, much weaker. As then you could say you need the help of Eved Loiva Leishmalva. Of in the Mishnah, Mehechetei say that that's the Tam. I mean, no one in the Mishnah said this Tam. As Pashtis Mashma, you don't have to come on to this Tam. Of the Rishbam is Mavur not that way. The Rishbam is Mavur that he learns that even in the Mishnah, you have to come on to the Tam of Eved Loiva Leishmalva. As Bekitzah, Be'ikah, what we were madgish is we learned the timing of the Mishnah and the timing of the Gemara. And the Chayra, the Lashonis of the Gemara are differently on Kofayin Aleph Amid Beis. It would be a makom to be Madaik that's different than the Mishnah. We brought the Rishbam in one place, Sushtal said, Yesh Lodin, if you could bring a right, yeah, the Rishbam held it's the same that you need the Svara of Rava in the Mishnah. It's not Mufurish in the Mishnah that you need the Svara of Rava. In the Gemara in Ksubis, the Gemara in Ksubis asks, by a case where you lost the Ksuba, the Isha lost the Ksuba, as the Gemara handles, could she be Goiva, could she not be Goiva? As the Gemara says, that in Tzir, where she has Edim, pray the Gemara, what are you going to do? The Gemara asks from a bunch of Tzirim. Let's start off the first here. The Gemara says that let's be choishish that she's going to take out the ksuva in one bezdin and she's going to bring Edim in another bezdin. As that mendach kais vin shayver. As frektais is a kasha, and already the Gemara says the reason why we hold kais vin shayver is because of the time of Rav Lemaskana of Eved Loivel Ishmalve. Arei bish lema by a halva where the malva gave the loiva money, as then you say eved loiva lish malva. A befrek taisis, but over there we're talking about a ksuba. A ksuba is not a halva. A ksuba is tamis chayvis balma, as it's not shaykh the svar of eved loiva lish malva. A zog taisis vayst to chayis the eved loiva lish malva is not because you lent him money. No, any time there's a chiv, you say eved loiva leish malva. It's negay in other places in Shas and Sanhedrin. Also, you say eved loiva leish malva by kol choyves teisa shita is that way in other places too. However, in the Rashba over there in Ksubis Antev Zayin Amid Beis, the Rashba is choylik, and the Rashba says no. Even though Rabbi said Ein eved loiva leish malva, but the stam of the Gemara said a different time. The Gemara starts off, Mistabra de koisvin shayver, disagadai tich ein koisvin shayver, avid shtara selze, yechel halav achadi. If he loses his shayver, the malva will be able to be goyva shaloi kedin. It's not yosher that we should make a matzev where the malva will be goyva shaloi kedin. Now, Abai asked the question, so if he loses his shayver, as the malva is going to be goyva l'shalai kedin, and Rav answered, ain't loiva l'sh malva. Aba zog the Rashba, that's only Rava. Aba the stam of the Gemara held, even without the ain't eved loiva l'sh malva, afilu achi, there's a din of kaisvet shayver. Because if you're not going to be kaisvet shayver, you're going to be mafsid the malva. Aba zay zog the Rashba, even though by ksuva it's not shaykh the svar of ain't eved loiva l'sh malva, as the other svar of the Gemara. How could it be that it's avad shtar selzem, because he loses the shtar, we're going to make him lose? Kum techois lefi the Rashba, geitzach da machlokes, and what the time of kais vin shayver is. Maisis nageh to the Shbam, and the Mishnah brings the time of Rava to explain the Mishnah. Zemin doch klar in the Shbam, that the Shbam went like Taisvis, that Rava's time of Ein Eved Loiva Lishmal is the time of Liba de Kuli Alma, and the Shbam even learns that's the time of the Mishnah. If you're the Rashba, it's klar in the Mishnah, you don't have to come on to Ein Eved Loiva Lishmal, like we wanted a Taina. That the Rashbam is a Chiddush, and the Rashba it's klar muchach that way, because the Rashba is a maskana, you don't have to call him to Ein Eved Loiva Lishmal. You have another time. As kum tuchois lefi the Rashba, v'lamanu anayim achleikis kilu. In what the time of kais vin shayver is? Is the time of kais vin shayver? Because how can we be mafsid a malve? He had a choiv, and you're not going to be kais of a shayver. He's not going to be able to be goyves choiv. As how could you have the malve be mafsid shaloi kedin? As kidei that the malva shouldn't be mafsid shaloi kedin, memela yekais vin a shayver. And Rav is choylik. Rav holds you need a tsiruf of another time to be mitzarif to the hefsid. The Rashba then says the second mahalach in Ksubis, that maybe you could say that betzem, even according to Rav, that it says ein avid loivelish malva. Because ain't ever oivelish malva, so by malva v'loive, which is the ikur, the standard, the moshkiach, the kachoiv, we had to be misakin that you make a shayver. Because once we were sacking it by Malva Beloiva, we made a loy plug and we were sacking it by all Chayvis. Because if you're not going to be sacking it by all Chayvis, people will get confused. Zogdi Rajbi, you could say, even according to Rava, that the time is Mishum Enever Loiva Lish Malva, of Afilu Achievshi, you could say there's a loy plug and even by Ksuba, you'll be able to be Goyva. As kum to chois, we have a machlekes rishonim lemaskana. What's the reason by chois and shtaro by a avad? Rashba learns there's a new tam because of shasha the pseudo to the malva, and the Rashbam and Tosis are learning klar that it's only betzir of the tam of eved loyve lish malva. But oyi the Rashbam even goes back to the Mishnah and says in the Mishnah also that's the tam of also mishum in eved loyve lish malva.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.